photograph of Francesc Macià proclaiming the Catalan Republic. On Sunday, June 21, 1931, the streets of Girona were full of people. Men, women and children wanted to see Francesc Macià, president of the recently restored government of Catalonia, Generalitat de Catalunya, for themselves. From the balcony of the city council, he reiterated the proclamation of the Republic. That is the moment when this photograph was taken, with Macià in the middle of his speech. It was packed with people, wasn't it? The 1930s were key years in our history. The Second Spanish Republic, proclaimed in April 1931, was a breath of fresh air and liberty after the dictatorship of Primo de Rivera. In Girona's case, as the president said in his speech from the balcony, the main thrust had to be culture and education. So it was, and new schools were built. This was essential for a city in full growth as a consequence of the total demolition of the city walls, which had more than 20,000 inhabitants and a need for new educational infrastructures. But at the national level, new rights and liberties were also achieved, such as access to culture, the law on divorce, freedom of expression and association, and, after 1932, the right of women to vote. This last measure sealed women's right to active participation in politics. For example, the writer Aurora Bertrana became the first woman from Girona to stand for election for the Esquerra Republicana de Catalunya party in the elections to Congress in November 1933. However, she did so for the constituency of Barcelona and did not win a seat in Parliament. And Antonia Druet, a member of the Partit Obrer d'Unificació Marxista, POEM, was, from 1936, the first councillor in the history of the Girona City Council. In July 1936, a coup d'état against the Republic plunged the country into a civil war, and the rest is history.